Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's tax season. President Biden and First Lady Jill earned over $607,000 in 2020, a significant drop from their 2019 income while the Bidens were outperforming speaking engagements. The Bidens' tax rate is at 25.9%. Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband Doug reported $1.695 million in gross income and paid a tax rate of 36.7%. 2 months after President Biden slammed rollbacks of COVID-19 restrictions in Texas as Neanderthal thinking, the state reported no deaths from the coronavirus on Sunday for the first time since tracking the pandemic data. Republican Governor Greg Abbott posted on Twitter Sunday that the case numbers in Texas is at 338. A fire that started Friday in Pacific Palisades in Southern California flared up Saturday due to gusty winds and is threatening homes in Topanga Canyon. More than 1,300 acres have burned, affecting about 1,000 people. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The deadly Israel-Hamas conflict continues to rage on. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas is now in its second week with no clear end in sight, with Hamas militants continuing to fire rockets into Israel and Israeli Defense Forces responding with airstrikes into Gaza. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, tells Newsmax TV that the root cause of the conflict is a power move by Hamas.
I think part of it is the fact that Hamas was ahead in the Palestinian elections, and the Palestinian Authority canceled the elections, and this is the way for Hamas to burnish its credentials, if you will, with the Palestinian people. They can't go to the ballot box. They're going to show how good they are at killing Israelis.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
California will not lift its COVID-19 mask mandate to align with new federal recommendations until after June 15th, the target date for the state to fully reopen businesses. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Conservative analyst Candace Owens is calling out Dr. Anthony Fauci on Fox News Monday. The infectious disease expert said coronavirus exposes the undeniable effects of racism on the black community.
The left is always looking for a victim narrative. And let me tell you, if there's ever been a victim that is deserving of airtime, it's science. It made so much sense, and now it's suddenly over. And I like to say that Dr. Fauci to me is like, you know, when you're a kid and you play that game, Simon says, touch your head, Simon says, touch your toes. You've always wondered, who is Simon and why are we doing what he says? Simon is Dr. Fauci. He's making this stuff up as you go along. Wear your mask. Simon says, wear your mask. Simon says, don't wear your mask. Simon says now that COVID is racist and it affects black people more poorly. We don't know why he's saying it. It makes entirely no sense, but apparently a lot of people are following his orders, and this is his new push to blame this somehow on systemic racism. By the way, if he's concerned about systemic racism and he's talking about how COVID might affect black people, I think what he's hitting at is obesity, right? We represent like a higher percentage percentage of people that are obese, black Americans, and obesity is the number one killer in America. He might be onto something there, but it has nothing to do with race. Race is not determining whether or not you're fat or whether or not you're skinny. And these are good discussions that we should be having. Of course, what the left is obsessed with right now is politicizing science. And right now, the policy is, if you want to accomplish anything in life, just call the other thing racist. To say not to have what I want would be racist. And that's exactly what they do over and over and over again.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And our next guest, we're going to talk Navy SEALs, okay? The co-author of American Sniper comes Hell Week and Beyond, The Making of a Navy SEAL. This is his new book. And we're going to follow America's elite warriors through the military's most grueling training and learn how they survive real special operations. Scott, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on, Bill. I'm a big fan, so...
Oh, very cool to hear. Very kind. Well, for some reason, you know, being a former Marine, somehow I've had the opportunity to speak to a lot of SEALs. In fact, I've got a SEALs coin that one instructor had passed on to me and blessed me with that I hold near and dear. So I appreciate the relationship and the commitment to higher excellence, especially when it comes to defending our Constitution.
Yeah, no doubt about it. These guys are a special group.
So, Scott, break it down. I mean, here you are. I mean, you're the co-author of American Sniper. And you feel like, look at, you know, heretofore, the whole Navy SEAL community, there has been, it's been somewhat clandestine, cards kept really close. You know, we've seen movies, G.I. Jane, others that, you know, tried to tell the story of the SEAL, but there's so much more about the training. Even my conversation, I go back, about 18 months ago with Rob O'Neill. And, you know, we were sharing a little bit of war stories because I said, you know, there's quite the attrition rate in the Marine Corps as well. Because when I went through in 1970, there were 83 of us that they picked up on that first night. And 12 weeks later of that original 83, only 23 of us made it through the 12-week cycle. To be a Navy SEAL, the attrition rate is much, even much more severe.
Yeah, it really is. And that's really what this book is about. I wanted to. It's 10 years in the making. I mean, literally, you know, since I've known Chris and many hundreds of other Navy SEALs, I really tried to distill down what I felt was the common bond that these guys had and what made them, if you will, so special, you know, in their ability to do what they do. And I really came to the conclusion that Hell Week is their crucible. It's their moment that really defines them as a warrior, as a group, and washes out, as you say, 75-80% of the guys get washed out by the end of Hell Week. So it's really kind of a situation where the Navy SEALs put this in the first month of training, and then they spend another $1.5 million of our taxpayer dollars to train these guys up to be SEALs by the end of the 18-month period. But they do this in the first month to see who's got the right stuff to make it through.
What are they looking for?
I think they're looking for a single item, if you will, amongst many, many different, if you will, qualities, and that is never quit. I mean, that is really what defines them. As simplistic as it may sound, the concept of never quit is something where these guys make a decision at the beginning of this procedure that I may not make it, but you're going to carry me off the field. It's not going to be a situation where I voluntarily ring the bell. And that's really what defines the Navy SEALs is, you know, I may not make it, but you're literally going to carry me off the battlefield.
Scott, how many, in a general sense, would you think are taken to that point in life outside of being a Navy SEAL?
You know, that's the thing that I also try and encapsulate in here, Bill, is taking that concept of I will never quit. And once you get out of the SEALs or once you go into family life or you go into personal life or you go into business or whatever else, these guys bring that same attitude to whatever they're working on. And that's really what I try and impart to the reader, because I never went through this process. I never became a SEAL, but I'll tell you right now, we can learn from these guys, because, you know, if you just give that effort to get something done, and that's one of the things I try and, you know, put in the book here is, and then realize that when you're done and you think you've got nothing left, you got 30% more in the tank. And that's what they teach these guys, is there's always more.
Yeah, that's the thing. And until you get to that level and you don't realize that, I mean, people who graduate, you know, the men who graduate and become a Navy SEAL, I mean, their human potential has been expanded to such a level that you don't even know unless you yourself have gone through it. You might be able to observe it, but when the rubber meets the road and it's life and death, and you know that you can count on somebody that there's never a quit in them, regardless of the odds and the situation, wow, that's that makes for an incredible fighting force, even when it's small numbers against big numbers, as we've seen and have heard about in history before, right?
That's exactly it. I think that really is what Naval Special Warfare is looking for, and what, you know, that group of the military needs is, you know, is that attitude. Like, you know, as long as I'm out there directing things, and I found this with Chris in his work, you know, in his battlefield experiences, you know, he was one of those force multipliers where, you know, men will be around and look at this guy and say, my God, if he can take this, then I can take this.
Exactly.
And that's really what the SEALs want. They want that in their men.
And I love that, force multipliers. I mean, wouldn't you want that in business? Wouldn't you want that in families? Any dynamic, I mean, with your kids, that you would have a kid that would be a force multiplier that would be able to leverage the excellence of the people around them?
That's exactly it. And that's really what they bring to the table in private life, too. And that's one of the things I discuss in here. And the lessons, if you will, learned by me and hopefully imparted in, you know, Hell Week and beyond, is that, you know, this attitude of being a force multiplier is not something that just can be typical of the SEALs. It's something that all of us have got in us. It's just a matter of reaching down and making the decision that you want to do that.
Exactly. And especially in today's environment, when it might be, you know, politically incorrect or what have you, but if you're true to yourself, you will be more fulfilled and others around you when you embrace that equation to be a force multiplier, because in some cases you get the antithetical forces that don't want you to do that because you make other people look bad.
I think that's true. And, you know, and one of the things that I try and cover as well in this piece is that, you know, the Navy has never tried to make this group PC, and the Navy has never tried to give everybody a trophy that starts this organization or that starts this, if you will, training regimen. And, you know, there's only so many that are going to make it. And I think in today's society, everybody wants us to conform, or let's just say the powers that be want us to conform to their beliefs. But if you stick to your own beliefs and you stick to the truth, as you said, you will be someone that stands out, and you will be someone that's remembered, and I believe something that this country needs at this stage.
Yeah, without a doubt. Scott, did you kind of feel as you were writing this book, you're a bit on hallowed ground here? I mean, for all the history, the rich history, the men who have sacrificed their lives, who have gone through, you know, this incredible training that starts with Hell Week, and here you are. I mean, you have this opportunity to relate the story in a way that hasn't been related before.
Definitely. I stand in awe and respect of those that make this decision. I mean, obviously we miss Chris, but his message lives on in American Sniper. And, you know, and I think that, you know, I have had a real opportunity in my life to be, introduced to and get inside of the mentality of these warriors. And I'd like to write about it because I think that they're real American heroes, and it's something that we should teach our children, and the value should be taught to our country in general.
Exactly. We're talking with Scott McEwen, the new book, Hell Week and Beyond. And we've got more from Scott after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Hey, we're back. back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. We're talking with Scott McEwen from the co-author of American Sniper, Comes Hell Week and Beyond, the Making of a Navy SEAL. Scott, you know, I was telling you that a friend of mine and an instructor with the SEALs down in Coronado had blessed me with this commemorative coin. I don't know if they refer to it as a challenge coin per se, but it is so special to me. On the front with the SEAL insignia, it says Quiet Professionals, and in the back it says the only easy day was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. pretty well known saying by the SEALs.
Yes, exactly. Hell Week. Break it down for our audience. What happens during Hell Week?
Essentially, it's 5 days of no sleep. The sleep deprivation is a huge part of this test, if you will. The deep freeze part of it, immersing them in the Pacific Ocean in 50 degree plus, right at 50 degree water, brings your core temperature down to the point of just above hypothermia. So you're cold for that entire 5 day period, and then they put you through a series of physical and mental exams, tests, runs, you know, logs on your head, logs, you know, boats on your head, mm-hmm. things of this nature that try and essentially get guys to drop out of the program. They want you to drop out of the program, and literally they do. That's what they try and do, is try and test the men to the point where they physically and mentally are at their wit's end, and then they realize that the guys that make it through are probably going to be able to make it through in the middle of a firefight or a battle or whatever else they ask of them.
When you say sleep deprivation, total, I mean, they're awake for 5 straight days, or we're just saying, okay, maybe you might be able to catch 30 minutes here or 30 minutes there?
No, nothing. They give them 2 hours of sleep in that five-day period, and the only reason they give them that 2 hours of sleep is because some testing was done that it really causes brain issues if you don't mm-hmm. allow at least 2 hours of sleep in 5 days. But they essentially keep these guys awake for that entire five-day period.
They're taking them to the edge and beyond, right? I mean, this is really
exactly.
what the process is.
Exactly. And, you know, mm-hmm. the difference, say, between this training, for example, and some of the other difficult trainings that we see in, you know, in other special forces, Rangers, you know, Green Berets, et cetera, is the SEALs feed these guys. In other words, they give them energy because they're bringing their core temperature down so low, they're burning so many calories in these tasks that they do, whereas some of the other very difficult special operations communities in the United States military, particularly Army, they really push these guys to the edge of their ability because they don't feed them at all. In other words, they have to go through this crucible with very little calories, et cetera. So, but the SEALs are different because they're asking so much, you know, of the bodies during this burn period.
And when they're doing it during Hell Week, I mean, they're eating and running, literally. I mean, it's not like they're sitting down and...
Oh, yeah.
At a table or something like that, right? It's like, hey, you're lucky if you can grab a banana or something, huh?
One of the things I go through in this is that, you know, is many times these guys are suffering what's called VGE, which is a gastrointestinal virus that is very common, and many believe it's because they put them in the sloughs coming out of the Tijuana River, which is not known for cleanliness. Anyway,
right.
But a lot of these guys have extremely violent, you know, both vomiting and diarrhea, and they put them through this test, but that's not a reason or an excuse medically mm-hmm. to get out of this.
Right, and the thing is that you can't fall out of cycle. If you fall out of cycle, I mean, in some cases, you're disqualified totally. You can never come back. Some cases, they will allow you to come back, but, I know there's been some stories where I can't remember specifically who it was who had failed the first time, but then they came back and were able to, to graduate.
Yeah, exactly. They you can't have a medical reason to be re-put through this exam. In other words, you can break a bone, break a rib,
yes.
break a back, you know, whatever else. There's many injuries that take place, but and that will give you the opportunity to go back through as long as you don't drop on request, i.e. ring the bell. But
yes.
medically, there are reasons that you can go back through it, but nobody wants to go back through it. And, you know, the guys that I interviewed, many of whom had serious injuries during this procedure, said, look, I will deal with the pain rather than to have to go back through this entire procedure again.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The idea of ringing the bell, I mean, how ominous is that, Scott? I mean, there is a lot there's a lot involved there. I mean, for somebody to get to that point to realize I can't do this anymore and I surrender and I'm going to ring the bell. And yeah, I wonder about those, you know, those individuals who rang the bell, and you know what was life for them after that experience.
Well, I mean, you do the rest of your hitch in the Navy, and you know, and which is not a dishonorable job whatsoever, and mm-hmm. you serve on a ship or whatever else your job is in the Navy. So there's no dishonor in the fact.
Yeah. And there's officers. It's not just all enlisted. I mean, these are officers that are ringing the bell, right?
Yeah, Naval Academy graduates.
I mean, yeah,
everything you can imagine, you know, that ultimately don't make it through this procedure. But I think maybe Chris said it to me best, and you know, and told me the story. And one of his instructors from Vietnam, who was, you know, involved with a guy that got the Big Blue and everything else, is like, look, you know, the reason we have the bell is once you get into battle and you're defending yourself and your teammates or whomever else, you got to do it. There is no bell.
Exactly.
And we want the guys that we know never are going to try and check out, never going to try and get out the easy way. That's what this is all about.
You know, you've mentioned Chris several times. I know our audience is going to wonder about this question. You know, how's Chris's family doing?
You know, they're doing amazingly well. I mean, Tay and the kids are fine. I just heard Wayne and Jeff just saw a fundraiser that Wayne and Jeff did, his dad and his brother, you know, for police officers in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So just like Chris Kyle, you know, and maybe the wave of today is not to back the blue, but that doesn't matter to a Kyle. And I was very proud to see those guys back in the blue, and you know, which is what Chris did and what he was all about, you know, in back in our first providers and our military.
Wow. For you, as you were in this deep dive and research, like you said, this is 10 years in the making, Scott. What's the biggest takeaway that you got out of this experience?
You know, the biggest takeaway I think I got was just an innate sense of patriotism, you know, real pride in our country and a pride in these men that make this commitment to defend this country. And you know, what I try and impart to the public in general is that there are those out there in all of my books, including this one, there are those mm-hmm. out there that sacrifice for us. And it's only 1-3% of our population. But by God, don't forget that 1-3% of our population that make this commitment, because they're the reason that we live the lives we do. And exactly. I think when people forget that, we really don't appreciate those that defend our shores and everything else. And if you don't think there's bad guys out there, you're wrong.
Exactly. Well, they're the sheepdogs, aren't they?
They are. They are. They stand at the fence. They stand there at night, and they do the tough job, you know, that for us to make sure that we have, you know, our homes and our families and our ability to live an amazingly good life in an amazingly good country. And I think people want to run this place down, but they're wrong.
Yeah, especially in light, like you say, with Chris's kids backing the blue like this. I mean, they get it. That there needs to be people that defend and protect freedom, and it's a small percentage. And even today, Scott, I mean, probably less than 1% of America's citizens participate in the military. And I think that's a big error. I mean, I was blessed to serve in the Marine Corps. I'm grateful for that. And I would want all my kids to be involved in the military in some form or fashion, because then they have skin in the game and they understand what it is to defend liberty.
Completely agree with you. I see some very bad trends going on right now in the attitude and everything else, not only towards the military, but towards our law enforcement as well. And, you know, I personally am very unabashed in my support for both. And I hope more people are like us out there that really understand that they're the thin blue line that keeps us safe.
Well, Scott McEwen, outstanding job with the book. Scott was the co-author of American Sniper. And his new book, Hell Week and Beyond, The Making of a Navy SEAL, available at all the usual places. And, of course, we're going to link it on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Scott, how can the good folks be in touch with you?
You know, ScottMcEwen.com is my website. This is for sale at all the brick and mortar, as well as, you know, the Amazons and stuff. But I think Amazon's made enough money. So if you've got that small bookstore out there, that indie with a mom and pop run.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR, with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the no-regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-501-HIT. That's 800-501-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-501-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change. Be credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's tax season. President Biden and First Lady Jill earned over $607,000 in 2020, a significant drop from their 2019 income while the Bidens were outperforming speaking engagements. The Bidens' tax rate is at 25.9%. Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband Doug reported $1.695 million in gross income and paid a tax rate of 36.7%. 2 months after President Biden slammed rollbacks of COVID-19 restrictions in Texas as Neanderthal thinking, the state reported no deaths from the coronavirus on Sunday for the first time since tracking the pandemic data. Republican Governor Greg Abbott posted on Twitter Sunday that the case numbers in Texas is at 338. A fire that started Friday in Pacific Palisades in Southern California flared up Saturday due to gusty winds and is threatening homes in Topanga Canyon. More than 1,300 acres have burned, affecting about 1,000 people. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, joins us. Hey, DeRoy, how are we doing?
Bill, good, great to talk to you.
Always. Well, Liz Cheney is out. Are we having a little bit of a GOP renewal process that's taking place for them to decide, you know, what the grand old party is going to be all about going forward here?
Yeah, I think that's the case. I think she really did herself in. I mean, she obviously voted to impeach President Trump the second time around. I guess that was in December or January, and she didn't make any friends on the right doing that. But she certainly, could have done that, voted her piece, kind of kept her head down. But she announced she was going to do so ahead of time, which gave the Democrats the ability throughout the whole debate to say, well, even as Republican chair, caucus chair, Liz Cheney says, .. and use that as a meat axe to beat up on Trump and the other Republicans. And she's continued to go out and say that, Trump is a menace to democracy and on and on and on. And I don't think that's what her colleagues in the GOP feel. It's not what the base feels. I think these days in particular with the catastrophe that Joe Biden turns out to be, I think a lot of us miss him dearly and wish he were there. Yeah. And so she's just completely out of line and totally out of step with her GOP colleagues in the House and with the entire party and the base. So she kept pushing that, and I think it just got to be too much of an irritant, and so out she went.
Right. It's one thing to make a statement, as a congresswoman, it becomes an opinion. But when you are the chair of an important committee, I mean, you're a chair of the caucus. I mean, you have to really I mean, your vision, your execution of a vision that represents that caucus when it's out of step so dramatically. And, you know, and she says, okay, that President Trump, you know, lied and all this. And I go, help me understand, where has that lie been confirmed?
Exactly. Look, I mean, he pointed out repeatedly that the shortcomings and drawbacks and failures in the November election from the, I mean, it is not a lie that there were Republican poll workers who were in Detroit and in the Michigan counting rooms, those in Fulton County in Atlanta, those in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, et cetera, trying to observe the elections, and they were either not allowed in the room, they were kept at a distance on the other side of police barricades that couldn't see what was happening. I don't think there's any dispute this actually happened. You've got all sorts of ballots that kept showing up after the election. You had people, these secretaries of state, judges who were coming up with all kinds of new rules for the election, which is something that only state legislatures are allowed to do according to the United States Constitution. Those aren't lies. This actually happened.
Yes.
And Donald J. Trump pointed this out. He was appropriate to do so, and why Liz Cheney refused to acknowledge any of that, I think, is one of the reasons that she was booted from the leadership.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, what you talk about, you know, these reports that came in. I mean, what is over 1,000? Over 1,000 eyewitnesses in various states across the country witnessed these infractions, and they brought it to the attention of the courts, to officials, and they've just flat out ignored it. And, of course, it leaves the rest of the constituency, when I say the rest, well, those that didn't agree with the outcome here, wondering, you know, what game was played upon us.
Yeah, you said 1,000 witnesses, and more than just witnesses. These are people who signed sworn affidavits,
exactly,
and notarized affidavits saying, I saw this, I'm a witness to this bad activity, in some cases crimes, and I've sworn I've signed it, I've sworn it, and I've had it notarized, and by the way, if these turn out to be lies, I could be subject to prosecution for perjury. So this is serious stuff. And the left said, oh, there's no evidence. Affidavits are evidence. Affidavits are introduced in court as evidence every day of the week. And, you know, you can debate this or dispute it or say, well, here's a piece of evidence, here's a piece of counter evidence if you wish. But to dismiss this as no evidence is just a lie, simple as that. And we've seen we saw such affidavits last fall in Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania. Arizona, Nevada. And I looked deeply into this sort of thing, and you even had some Democrat poll workers saying, you know, I'm a Democrat poll worker. I saw all kinds of shenanigans that should have been going on. You may remember in Atlanta, Georgia County room, they told everyone, well, you know, we're going to wrap it up for the night. Everyone go home. And everyone left. The press left. The other poll watchers left. And a handful of poll workers stuck around, pulled these boxes full of ballots out from under a table, and started feeding them into the vote counting machines. What on earth is that? And luckily,
exactly,
there's a security camera that caught this, and so we have some evidence of that. But that happened, and all of a sudden, oh, there's a big, huge vote spike for Joe Biden. You know, maybe there's an innocent explanation for this, but when you run everyone out of the room, you create suspicions that are either genuine or at least are created out of, you know, paranoia. And that's what we need. We don't need. We need total transparency on this. If there's an innocent explanation for that, we would have known it at the time. And if there is no innocent explanation for that, this needs to be investigated, and the perpetrators need to be prosecuted and thrown in jail.
Well, this is what bothers Americans, you know, those that do not necessarily agree with Liz Cheney, is that here, you know, for all that went on, that people on the surface, I think a majority of Americans said, you know, I don't quite understand what happened. You know, it seems rather fishy with all these different stories and signed affidavits at the, you know, possible, you know, putting your life, you know, and your freedom on the line to sign something like this. What is going on? But instead of the government coming together and looking, and you talk about transparency, I think somebody used a brilliant analogy the other night, and that is like when there's an airplane crash, for example, the FAA steps in, they take their time, it could take up to a year to find out exactly what happened, why did that plane crash, and the reason they do that as instructional purposes, you can't do anything about what happened, but But going forward, you can be advise. You could advise the next pilots, the next team, as to what, you know, what caused that crash. How is that going to help you so that we don't do it again, right? But for some reason, for something as critical as an election, we cannot go through that same analysis, and everybody's left scratching their head, just feeling like a bunch of mushrooms kept in the dark and being fed manure.
I like the mushroom analogy. That's
seems
colorful and colorful and correct. Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, part of this is to find anybody guilty of any wrongdoing last November and lock them up. A and B, make sure that we correct the errors in the system so we don't have another problem in 2022 or 2024. So that needs to happen. That's vital. There is an audit going on in Maricopa County, Arizona, which is the Phoenix area. That's ongoing as we speak. And my understanding is there again, the Democrats are standing in the way, stonewalling, dragging their feet. It seems if there's any effort to clean up America's elections, investigate potential wrongdoing, they're the Democrats in the way with a big stop sign saying don't go any further. If they have nothing to hide, why do they refuse to cooperate, refuse to let these things be investigated, kick and scream anytime you want to look behind the curtain and see what's going on. If they're really innocent and behaving properly, they shouldn't be afraid of investigations. Right. If you're afraid of investigations, you wonder if they have something to hide. And one thing you mentioned, the courts, the Supreme Court has been scrupulous about staying out of this, including there's a recent case in Arizona that they were able to hear and they decided not to. For some reason, the Supreme Court, they're like, you know, a baseball umpire, somebody, dives into home base, and we're wondering if the catcher hit him in time and he's out, or did the catcher get there too late and he's safe. It's a close call. Everybody looks at the umpire throws his hands up in the air, turns around, takes a shower and drives home. And the Supreme Court's been doing this over and over and over. They've got to help us with decisions on this. They may not be decisions you and I like, but if they make a decision and say, yes, these type of mail-in ballots are good, or no, those absentee ballots are not, then we can move forward and follow some instructions and direction from them. When we have these disputes, instead, they don't get involved. There's no clarity. And come 2022 and 2024, we're going to have more questions about any guidance from the Supreme Court. And all this stuff is just going to continue to confuse people and blow up in our faces with no guidance from the Supreme Court, whose job it is to get in and settle difficult disputes. That's why they're there. They need to do their jobs.
And to make it even more complicated, let's raise the rug and let's just push it all under the rug, all in the form of H.R. 1 and S.1, right?
Exactly. In fact, just on Tuesday it was that the Senate Rules Committee marked up S-1, which is the Senate version of H.R. 1. People on the right have been calling it the Corrupt Politicians Act. And if this thing, God forbid, passes, it will be the end of free and fair elections in this country. It will be basically a nationalization of elections, with the rules having been written by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer for the benefit of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Right.
It will be easier for illegal aliens to vote.
Going to break. We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free.
So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A conversation with a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online and founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network, DeRoy Murdoch, continues. DeRoy, is just to put a ribbon around this situation of S1 and HR1, a federal takeover of our elections, one size fits all. I got to imagine the individual states. I mean, there will be a constitutional crisis that will take place that will be immeasurable.
Well, there should be. I have no doubt if this passes, there will be instant lawsuits by attorneys general and secretaries of state in multiple states across the U.S. to knock this thing down. They probably very likely will make the argument that the states themselves are supposed to be the guardians of their own elections, not the federal government, that HR1 and S1 are unconstitutional. That, of course, will go through the court system. And then the question is, will the Supreme Court step in and rule these bills or that law, if it gets signed into law, unconstitutional, or will the John Roberts court throw up their hands in the air and say, don't look at us, why are you asking us if this is constitutional?
Yeah, we're going home to take a shower. See ya.
Yeah, we're tired. We're going shopping. See ya. You know, we're on break. Bye. This total abrogation of duty on their part is really stunning. And I want them to make decisions with which I agree, but even if they make decisions with which I disagree, we all will know what the rules are. The 330 million of us can go forward with whatever instructions they decide as to what is or is not constitutional. But when they just throw up their hands and don't get involved, then you've got half the country saying X, half the country saying Y. It's never settled. And that just leads to more division, strife, and confusion.
DeRoy, I got to imagine with your latest column, you're being attacked like Tim Scott when you wrote about Black Success Matters. I am so appreciative. This is a terrific piece that you've written and one that needs to take precedent, I believe, in the classrooms across America, even more so than something like, 1619.
Yeah, I mean, one of the narratives, when you use that term, or big lie, as I call it, of the mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter people, critical race theory mongers, et cetera, is that all white people are oppressors, all black people are oppressed and victims, and And if you're black, you just can't make it in the society. It's too racist. There are too many cops running around killing black people. And, you know, we're all just, you know, a couple inches away from Jim Crow and maybe a foot or two away from slavery. And, boy, this is a complete slap in the face for the millions and millions of black people who have succeeded in this country. I cite just a few examples. Madam C.J. Walker sold hair care products back about 1910 or so. She actually became a millionaire. This is 110 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
Made millions back then, which would be worth even more now.
Exactly.
Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, Dizzy Gillespie, these are some of our jazz pioneers. Barry Gordy in Detroit, 1959, 5 years before the Civil Rights Act of 64, borrowed $800 from his family and founded something which became Motown Records, enormously successful. You know, we've got major black CEOs who run some of our biggest companies. Ken Chenault ran American Express. Ken Frazier right now runs Merck. Richard Parsons ran Citigroup and Time Warner. Then we have an amazing man named E. Stanley O'Neill. His grandfather was born in slavery. Two generations later, E. Stanley O'Neill became CEO of Merrill Lynch. So you go from slavery to the chairmanship of Merrill Lynch in two generations. Absolutely remarkable. So these are just a couple examples. There are many, many others of successful black folks. Not all of them famous. Some people are successful but not well known. You know, the man who runs a Safeway grocery franchise in California, or people who are car dealers elsewhere. Maybe you don't know their names, but they're prospering, creating jobs, paying their bills, taking care of themselves, their friends, their families, and loved ones. And we never hear about this. We just hear about, oh, blacks are held down, blacks can't make it, et cetera. And if you're a 10 or 11 or 12-year-old in school and you hear that all day long, why bother to do your homework? Why bother to participate in class? Why not just give up? You know, join a gang, start taking drugs, you know, become a gangbanger, and you know, wait for the cops to shoot you before you turn 21. That's really the message from the BLM folks and the critical race theory people, and it is just social cancer. This is awful stuff, and it needs to be stomped out as hard as possible as soon as we can.
Well, and the thing that's disgusting for me is you have the likes of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and others that, you know, carry this narrative out to this next generation. And, boy, I look at their, you know, their bank accounts. They're doing well. I mean, they've actually made a business here in America, a free market country, out of racism. And maybe that's why they're holding on to it so desperately, because if it goes away, I mean, they need to figure out another job to do.
No, this is right. I mean, you know, there was a point where we had you know, Italian leaders and Irish leaders. At some point, the Italians and Irish did well enough they didn't need their leaders anymore. And I think Sharpton and Jackson and Maxine Waters and that whole crew are terrified that blacks will do sufficiently well, where we say, well, we don't really need leaders anymore. We can take care of ourselves. In that case, those guys go bankrupt. So they have every incentive to keep black folks terrified about, you know, KKK is about to erupt again and Trump is really a Klansman, blah, blah, blah. All this nonsense. Even get it coming from Michelle Obama. I mean,
yes, exactly. I was going to say, the First Lady and the President, where's their voice?
Yeah, well, you know, they keep telling us about how, you know, you're black, you can't make it in the society, it's too racist. Excuse me, he was President of the United States for 8 years. She was First Lady of the United States for 8 years. They raised their kids in the White House. They sent their kids to Sidwell Friends School, which is the most prestigious and exclusive high school in Washington, D.C. They have a beautiful home in Washington, D.C., another home in Martha's Vineyard, I believe another home in Palm Springs, and they preach this gospel of failure, you're black, you can't make. They should be saying the opposite. They should be saying, look at us. We made it. We succeeded. You can make it in this country. Work hard. Study hard. You know, pick up your act. Don't get in trouble with the law. And you can prosper as we did. Maybe not necessarily at quite the level we did, but certainly high enough. And, you know, we did it. So can you, through hard work and sacrifice and diligence and education. That's what they should be preaching. Instead, you've got the former First Lady of the United States whining and bellowing as if she were, you know, living in a housing project on food stamps.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is. And the thing is, to your point, I think this is what scares them, is that people of color are waking up and realizing they don't need the Jesse Jacksons. You know, they don't need the Al Sharptons and the Benjamin Crumps that, you know, in the words of John Naismith, they're like dinosaurs mating here. I mean, they're really on their way out, and maybe that's why they're so desperate.
Mushrooms in the first segment, and
I'm sorry. I don't know. I just, you know.
They're very colorful.
They're just coming out.
That image will stay with me all day long. but yeah, whether they're mating or not, I think these people see themselves as dinosaurs and wonder if they soon will be extinct. And frankly, they should be. I mean,
they should be. Exactly.
We need to get to the point where black people don't feel like we need leaders. We can be ourselves. We can prosper on our own. We don't need these shepherds who are sort of, you know, moving us around like livestock. There's no need for that anymore. And the sooner blacks figure that out and prosper in this country where they can prosper unlike anywhere else, mm-hmm. The better off black folks will be, the better off the whole country will be.
Exactly, and that's what we want. We want the full human potential, the God-given gifts to be fully expressed in all peoples. Forget about it. You know, it's like I told you when I was a kid growing up in Southern California, you know, we didn't care about the color of your skin. We just cared, you know, you're on the baseball team. Can you hit the dang ball? Can you catch the ball? Can you throw it to first? Get the guy out? Hey, man, that's all we cared about.
Yeah. And now, you know, you have people saying, oh, math is racist. You know, how is it possible that math is racist when you've got a guy like Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's here in the New York Museum of Natural History Planetarium? He's probably our most prominent astrophysicist. I think he's like the Carl Sagan of today, if you will.
Yeah.
Carl Sagan having passed away years ago. And he's a black man. Now, how do you get to be a prominent, successful astrophysicist unless you can do some math?
Right. Exactly.
And so rather than say, oh, math is racist, black kids, you don't have to bother doing any math because it's racist. Say, look, here's Neil deGrasse Tyson, black guy. He's able to figure out, you know, the speed of meteors and the mass volume of stars light years from here. And he does that. Okay, kids, if he can do it, so can you. So do your math homework. That's what the message ought to be.
How about DeRoy Murdoch? How about you? I mean, how did you get out of the chains?
Well, you know, I'm fortunate to have a mother and father who love me very much, who are alive and well and been married for 60 years as of last December, believe it or not. And, you know, they didn't ride me and my sisters very hard, but we had to do our homework. We're expected to perform well. And they set a good example and had a loving home, and they had books for us to read in the encyclopedia, World Book Encyclopedia. They bought classical music albums for us to listen to if we wanted to. Sometimes we did that. Sometimes we went out and played hide and seek. Sometimes we watched The Three Stooges and Bugs Bunny, and sometimes we listened to Tchaikovsky and Dvorak. And they encouraged us to, anytime we're curious, we wanted to go learn more about something, they'd say, great, we'll take you to the museum. You can learn about that, or we'll buy you a book about so-and-so. And my sisters and I stayed in school and graduated and prospered, and here we are. We're, no magic formula. We didn't come out of, you know, tremendous wealth or anything like that. We just figured it's a good country. We could prosper here. And when we didn't spend a lot of time worrying about, you know, whitey holding us down, we just did what we had to do. So I got to be a success as same with my sister out in California. Lives with my parents and takes good care of them. So
wow.
we're all happy and lucky and thrilled to live in this country.
Exactly. And contributing, assimilating, and exercising your God-given gifts. And, you know, again, this is the big lie that's been perpetrated. Joe Biden said they want to put you all in chains, and it's big government that wants to create this modern slavery force to hold people down and not allow them to be all they can be.
You're right. Yep. And this is the... as a British friend of mine calls it, the triumph of socialism, and you've got it alive and well, unfortunately, in this society, and with the additional, not just all the spending and the taxes and all that, regulations, but this additional layer of just racial defeatism and victimology and all this stuff, which a lot of us thought, you know, whatever Obama did, you know, he might do some terrible things in terms of the economy, but at least the racial hatchet would be buried. Well, it's not buried. It's now coming at us right smack into our foreheads.
Exactly.
And BLM and the critical race theory people are pushing this stuff, and it is just total social drain now. It really needs to stop, and people should stand up and be strong and speak out against this. If they're teaching critical race theory in your kids' classrooms, you should protest. We've seen parents get onto school boards and stop this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So thankfully there's been a pushback against it that needs to be even stronger and even more vocal.
DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor right here with us. DeRoy, as always, appreciate the time.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters...